Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT on FM News 101.
Hey, welcome to the nation, the Barbecue Nation. I'm JT along with my second in command, Reynolds, high atop the radio world here in Portland and all of our affiliates across the Radio Northwest Network. I got a question for you. When you think of barbecue, what image like comes into your mind? Is it dad standing in the backyard, flames shooting out of the grill, apron on, maybe a beer or a reasonable facsimile in his left hand? But what about mom? Where does mom come into this picture? Don't women ever barbecue? Well, the answer, of course, is yes. And today on The Nation, we welcome Carmen Kirk, who's not only a good friend of mine, but she has spent well over 20 years in the barbecue business. And we are going to talk to Carmen about the changes in the barbecue world over the years, including more women firing up the grill. And, of course, as it's Carmen as our guest, one of her favorite musicians is Tom Petty, hence Tom Petty, like that. And hopefully this is like maybe the last time I say this. Don't forget, we're just a little over a week now away from the election. Please vote so we can go back to our normal lives at some point. Anyway, welcome, Carmen. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about your history.
I have been barbecuing pretty much all my whole adult life. About 1995, I was hired as Traeger Industries' first direct salesperson. And I'd been cooking on a Traeger for probably about 5 or 6 years prior to that. I got to a point where my kids were starting to grow up a little bit. I was looking for a job, and I've got a card in the mail. They were looking for a salesperson, and it appeared that they were looking at for a man to do this. And I thought to myself, well, short of hauling the barbecue on my back across the parking lot, I could do this. So I went in, interviewed, and they hired me as their first direct salesperson. And it was awesome.
How many barbecues did you sell?
A lot. I was with the company for about 15 years, and we brought that company right up through the trenches. I mean, the pellet industry the pellet fuel has really changed the way barbecues are running.
Well, no, it's great. That's one of the things I was going to ask you. The changes in the barbecue world, I mean, you can pick any subject, whether it's food or fuel or the technology or the grills, that's had vast changes over the past, 15, 18 years. Mm-hmm. Gone are the days of the kettle grill with charcoal in it, like that. But we've gotten a lot more sophisticated in barbecue. Don't you agree?
I do agree. I agree. And like I said, the pellet fuel has really changed the way people barbecue. I'm able to cook anything on my pellet grill, and I haven't cooked with any other fuel types for many years, mostly because I felt I didn't have to. I was able to cook everything on this grill. I'm kind of afraid of the gas grills. The fires and the flames and those kinds of things.
Oh, come on.
When you've got flame in my world, you've got problems. And so, I really love cooking on my grill.
Yeah. I know that's pellet grills are the thing, and I enjoy them. Of course, I've got one too. I've got a couple of them actually, mm-hmm. But there's some people, the traditionalists, you're never going to get away from charcoal.
That's true.
Some of the really more competitive type people, you're not going to get away from the offset smokers and grills, and they're going to use stick wood like that.
Yes.
But for the average person out there, which I think this show kind of caters to in a way, it's pretty tough to beat a well-manufactured, very concise pellet grill, like, for example, the Black Olive or the Traeger, something like that, but also a good gas grill, you know, like a Weber. I don't think you have to go into the $20,000 models, which they do make as far as gas grills. But, you know, a good mid-ranged, upper-ranged Weber gas grill, I think you've got it okay, even though if you're concerned about the flames. Just that. Right. Well, you saw that thing that happened down at the Quack Shack a couple of weeks ago. I mean, there was just a little fire. It wasn't that big.
Yeah, it does make me a little nervous. And you know, you handled it very well. And by the time we were done, I was totally used to it. And so, and your food was awesome, I will have to say.
Well, there you go. Thank you very much on that. But that, you know, just thou shall not panic is the one main thing you should do whenever you're dealing with open flames.
Right.
Or any of that. Right. Never panic. Because if you panic, you're going to make a Nimrod mistake, basically, like throwing water on it or something. Right. That would be bad.
Yeah, I think that it's amazing how the pellet fuel has changed it, and it makes it so anybody can grill. So my boys started out as young guys, and they've actually always been around pellet grills. I don't know that any one of them. I was a mom of three awesome individuals, and I don't know that any other one of them has cooked very much on anything but a pellet grill.
Yeah.
Even camping, they take my small little pellet grills out camping, and so it's pretty amazing. I have one, my oldest son, we were camping when he was much younger. He's maybe 5 or 6, and some friends brought a gas grill, and we were doing burgers and that kind of thing, and he brought his hamburger up to me and said, "I can't eat this." And I thought, well, you know, have some more chips, dude. So, you know, and he's like, really, it doesn't taste good. And so I took a bite of it, and you could totally tell the difference. And I hadn't realized it, you know.
Yeah.
And so you could totally tell the difference whether, you know, it wasn't cooked on a pellet grill. It was cooked on a gas grill or charcoal. And and then I realized at that point that I'm raising barbecue snobs.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, they all have pellet grills at their homes too.
Yes. Well, you know, it is a difference in the flavor. It is a difference in the taste. But for things like, you know, we're doing tailgaters down there in Eugene, you've got to have really, well, part of it is the rules. They won't let you have a lot of open flame stuff down there, meaning like charcoal, stick wood, something like that, even pellets. You can do propane because they're kind of self-contained and they've got a bottom in them. And I mean, the other grills do too, obviously, but it's just part of the rules that you have to use, you know, propane down there. But now you are seeing some of the pellet grill companies come out with smaller versions that you could tailgate with.
Right.
I mean, and that's much simpler. That's one of the reasons I like the pellet grills, like the Black Olive, is that, you know, I can come home, turn it on, go do my thing, come back in just a very few minutes, maybe 10 minutes, and I'm ready to fire, putting whatever it is on like that. Gas grill is very similar. Charcoal is not. Charcoal, you've got to wait to, you know, it's got to heat up, burn up, get to temperature, get that core temperature in the middle and all that. And that takes time. If you've got a Saturday afternoon, you're at home and you're piddling around and watching football, or it's nice enough you can work outside, then fine, you know, but they're all different flavors.
Yes, they are. And the pellets give you a lot of range because there's a lot of different, the hickory and mesquite and maple and cherry and oak. So it gives you a lot of range in cooking. And it allows just about anybody to cook.
It does. The technologies, though, I mean, now, Carmen, we're seeing a lot of things and you obviously didn't have this when you first started in the business. You know, we've got these outside thermometers. We've got digital thermometers. We've got variant ambient temperature ranges that can be read off of these instruments. I mean, it's incredible. We've kind of got a lot of science involved at this point.
Yeah.
But to me, when it still comes down to cooking, you still have to know what the hell you're doing. And you have to know when you can, just by sight, be able to look at it and say, I think I'm getting close here. I've got to take a break here in just a minute, but we want to thank the Mount Angel Sausage Company for their support of the Quack Shack, which Carmen and I were just talking about. Mount Angel Sausage Company, that would be James Hoke and his crew out there. have been very kind by letting folks at the Quack Shack sample a variety of sausages and their patties, their burger patties out there. And I can tell you from personal experience, it's very, very good. And I didn't burn the patties. Trust me on that. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back on Barbecue Nation. Little Tom Petty to take us out of this segment. And we'll be back in a couple. Don't go away.
It's full-flavored radio, Barbecue Nation with JT on FM News 101.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. That's me, JT, along with Reynolds, and our guest today is Carmen Kirk. If you'd like to email us, you can do it at Barbecue Nation. That's bbqnation@kxl.com. Or if you want to send us a recipe, you can do it at that address, or we even have a special one that says recipes@kxl.com. And Reynolds, your big score here.
My favorite part of the show.
Absolutely.
Facebook.com/barbecuenation with JT.
There you go.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. You did. Yeah. Just don't go away because we'll do it again later in the show. And we'd like to say hello to a couple of our affiliates, KACI in Hood River and the Dalles and KFLS in Klamath Falls. Real quick, before we get back to Carmen, our thanks also goes out to Painted Hills Natural Beef for supporting the Quack Shack. Whack, whack. We'll be there this weekend as the show is airing, actually. Painted Hills Natural Beef produces some of the best beef in the world, and I can verify that, too. Painted Hills Natural Beef is available at finer food markets around the Northwest, actually all over the country anymore. So there you go. Yeah. Did you know that? They've kind of gone, like, almost nationwide.
I did not know that.
That they're getting bigger.
Nice.
They got a lot of little moo cows running around out there, so they get a little bigger. We were talking about technology. And that, what have we learned about what we grill? So let's go back to the organic side a little bit. You know, poor Reynolds has heard me talk this little story a number of times, but when I was a kid growing up, we had this real shoddy kind of aluminum legged, it wasn't even a kettle, it was this kind of narrow thing. It was black, you put some charcoal in it, you dumped a bunch of lighter fluid on it. It sat there and flamed for a while. Finally, the coals got red, and they would put a couple of chickens on the rotisserie and just burn the crap out of them, you know, and that was our barbecue. I mean, that was it, you know.
The old hibachi days.
Yeah, kind of hibachi, a little bigger than hibachi, but the same thing as like when you were in college or maybe, you know, in the military or something, you know, using a 50-gallon drum and making a barbecue out of it and using antifreeze for your barbecue sauce or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, all those crazy things have been done. I think we're a little more sophisticated than that today.
I think we are. And honestly, I'm kind of an odd bird because I like to cook everything on the grill. And I've started, even when my boys were real little, they were raised Catholic. So on Fridays during Lent, you can't, you know, eat meat. So we did a lot of fish sticks and tater tots on the grill. Mostly because I don't like to do dishes, and so that's the way we rolled. And literally, I mean, I cook everything from meat, but I will do my cookies. I do my zucchini muffins in the summertime. It's amazing what you can actually cook on a grill today, where you wouldn't have thought about that 20 years ago.
You did those little pies. Those little baby pies.
Yes.
They're more like, I guess some people might call them more like a tart, but they were a pie. She took this, like a mason jar lid, and she put the pie dough in there, then the filling in there, and she baked it
on the grill.
On the grill. And I had one of those. I wanted to have more, but some bastard stole them all. Anyway, they were really good. And I was really amazed that you could do that, being small. I mean, I knew you could bake. Mm-hmm. Not just you, but anybody can bake on these things if they pay attention. But those were really cute. Those were like little pocket pies.
Yeah, they were really great. And going back to like the technology with the grills that have thermostats on them now, you literally can take any recipe that you cook in your kitchen, in your oven, and put it on the grill and use the same temperature time frames. And honestly, it's really fun for me to see a recipe and figure out how I can put it on the grill. And mostly because it's just so much fun to watch people's faces when you open up the grill, no matter what grill it is, and you've got cookies or little mini pies in there. People are just amazed because they're used to seeing hamburgers and hot dogs and chicken on there. And so when you can do something completely outside the box, it's really fun to watch people's reactions.
What do you think is a good source, a good product, if you will, for people to start with, if they're just getting into this? I mean, we're going to hit her with this in a minute, Reynolds, on the lightning round next segment. But I kind of, you know, what are you thinking?
You know, chicken is probably one of the best ways to start out. And it's just because it's fairly easy. We used to have a chicken challenge that you put it on the grill, turn it on high, walk away. A whole chicken, generally about 350, 400 degrees, will take about an hour to cook. And pretty much, again, just like you do in your oven. But we always cooked it for an hour and 10 minutes because that extra 10 minutes really crisps up the outside. And then when you open it up, it's just fall apart. Great chicken. Yeah. And so it's...
Well, there's about 3 trillion chicken recipes out there that you can do stuff with.
And there is.
Yeah, there really is. I mean, it's kind of hard to flub it up unless you just get it too hot, too fast, and kind of, you know, singe the outside of it and then the inside's still raw.
I've never really mastered charcoal because of that. It's hard for me to not have a thermostat.
Right.
I like having the thermostats on the grills because that way I can I can manage the heat and I know how long it's going to go. Again, with the pellet fuel, and I'm just a pellet girl. The pellet fuel allows you, as long as you've got fuel, I guess it's the same with gas. As long as you've got fuel, you'll have fire.
Right.
And so you can kind of make those cooks long or short accordingly.
Well, it's kind of that way in everything. As long as you've got fuel, you've got fire.
That's true.
That is true. Yes. Like that. So you think chicken's the best, though, to get started with?
I do. I think it's not intimidating. You know, I love cooking pork butts and, you know, doing the pulled pork, and I'm very good at it, actually. But I think it's intimidating when you've got a giant hunk of meat on your grill. For somebody who's just starting out, it's extremely intimidating. Where chicken doesn't seem to be near as intimidating.
It's kind of like brisket. I do a lot of briskets, you know, and I do pork butts and pork shoulders and the whole thing. I mean, I can do anything, but it's not something. The first time I did a brisket years and years ago, and it was on charcoal, of course, it didn't turn out very good because I'd got it too hot, too fast, and then it just kind of dried out and turned into shoe leather.
I haven't done brisket very much, mostly because it's such a long cook. And so I'm kind of a girl on the go a lot.
Yep.
And so for me to cook something for, you know, 18 hours is really difficult.
That is difficult. Okay, we're going to take a break here on Barbecue Nation. We're going to be back with Carmen Kirk and Kirk. I said it right this time. And Reynolds and I will be back on the Nation in just a couple minutes. Don't go away.
Got a question for JT? Call him right now at 503-417-9KXL or 877-733-1011.
Little Tom Petty here on The Nation. I'm JT along with Reynolds, and we've got Carmen Kirk with us today. Don't forget, you can email us really quickly at barbecuenation@kxl.com. Or recipes@kxl.com. Either one, if you actually send us a picture of something you've cooked in the recipe, you may win a little prize from us. We'll talk to you about that in a few minutes. And you want to hit it one more time there, Reynolds?
Sure, I've got nothing else going on.
Absolutely.
Facebook.com/barbecuenationwithJT.
There you go. Give us a like. I hate begging, though. I know some of the guys on the show say, you got to like us, you know. Hey, you like us or you don't. That's the deal.
That's how you make money now, though.
That is how you make money, but it always feels like I'm begging when I do that. Please like me. Please.
Crowdsourcing, cyber begging, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, just groveling. Yeah, gravity groveling or something. Anyway, we've got Carmen Kirk with us, who is a good friend, and she and I are now working together on a barbecue project called Black Olive, and you've heard me talk about that many times. Carmen was with Traeger for years. But now, Carmen, a couple of things. Last weekend was the Jack Daniels. Did you ever go to the Jack Daniels?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay. Well, our buddy Tuffy Stone and his boys back there from Cool Smoke in Richmond, Virginia. Tuffy actually owns a bunch of restaurants back there. There's a couple of them in there. And anyway, he's always in the mix at the Jack Daniels. Him and his group won $10,000. And you have to be invited to the Jack. You can't just show up. You know, it's 50 teams from around the world. But Cool Smoke won it again. Tuffy not only won the overall, but they won the best chicken, and they got second in some other, you know, divisions, because there's, you know, ribs and brisket and butts and desserts and cook's choice and all that stuff. And you got to do one of them now with a Jack Daniels recipe.
Nice.
Sauce recipe. So that's it. We'll have Tuffy on the Stone. Tuffy Stone. We'll have Tuffy on the show here in a couple of weeks. And then this weekend, as we are broadcasting right now, is the American Royal.
And I have been to the American Royal.
Yeah, Royal's cool.
Yes.
I've horse show judged back at the Royal before. So that was cool. They've got they get about almost $60,000 in prize money, and you get other stuff too. You get grills and jackets and beers and pictures. And
that's when they first started calling us pellet heads, because we were there with Traeger, and that was when Traeger was brand new and really first on the scene with the pellet fuel.
Right.
And they were real angry with us, sort of, because we were putting the fuel in, closing the lid and walking away and letting it do its thing. And everybody else was tending wood and, you know, tending fires and really, yes, fussing with it. And it was just so easy for us. All we had to do was just sit around and drink beer. And they were drinking beer, but they were working with their fires.
How come we can't get a job like that?
Not forward thinking enough.
Not forward thinking. That's true. That's true. Well, speaking of forward thinking, it is time, Carmen Kirk, for you to face the lightning round. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's do it.
We'll see you.
Okay. How long did it take you to learn what the customer wants?
Immediately. I think that I've always been able to relate well with customers, and okay. I do very well. I talk very well to people. I relate very well. I like building relationships.
Good.
With customers.
Toughest skill for a beginning barbecuer to learn?
Cooking slow and not opening the lid. And again, I'm a pellet girl, so you put your food on, you close the lid, and you walk away from it. And every time you open that lid, you're losing heat.
Right.
So that's, to me, that's the biggest thing, is people learning to just let the grill do the work.
What cooking skill took you the longest to master?
Let's see. I'm a pretty good cook, I think, especially on the grill.
Yeah, you are.
You know, I think that the steaks kind of are a little bit tough, because if you cook it over, you know, too long, you're done, and there's no coming back from that.
No.
So once you're 2 or 3 minutes over, it's time to put sauce on it or something.
No. What's the worst seafood you ever ate?
I love seafood. So, you know, honestly, smoked oysters, I have to have them really well done. I'm not a raw oyster kind of girl.
Okay.
And so there you go.
Which of these would you rather barbecue? Thanksgiving turkey, Yule log, Christmas goose, octopus tongue, or the Easter bunny?
I would go with the turkey.
Okay.
Yes.
Fill in these questions, the blanks for me. Liquid smoke should be used for?
Incense.
That's pretty good. Do you have a favorite barbecue book?
I like all barbecue books. I don't really have a favorite as we're sitting here. I don't have a favorite.
If you were declared supreme ruler of barbecue for 1 week, what would you, as supreme ruler, decree?
Everybody needs to have a barbecue on their backyard, in their backyard.
That's good.
Yes. Okay. Everyone needs to know how to grill.
See, that's what Reynolds was talking about. That's a little forward thinking. Dumbest thing you've ever seen done with a grill?
Somebody planted flowers in their grill. That was kind of odd.
They gave up.
They'd burned their last brisket and they were done, and they planted flowers in it, and Put it in the front yard.
There you go. What is the best day for Carmen Kirk contained for activities?
I rephrase that. I'm not sure.
What's the best day for Carmen Kirk contained as far as activities?
I love to grill, of course, but I love spending time with my boys and my two granddaughters.
Okay. If you had anybody in the world that could cook for you, who would it be?
Wow. It's honestly, if it was barbecue, I have a really hard time eating anyone else's barbecue.
Oh, geez. Yeah, she is becoming a barbecue snob.
I kind of am. I love my own barbecue.
I like the confidence.
I do too. I do too. Do you know anybody that should not barbecue, should not cook?
Oh, there's a few out there. There's a few. I don't think I need to name names.
Don't get me in trouble. Don't be a wuss. One person who you wish could cook for you outside of barbecue. I mean, like a five-star chef, famous celebrity, Ronald McDonald. Anybody?
Emeril Lagasse.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Okay. Where's the worst place you ever had to cook?
I've had lots of challenges. Let's see. Sometimes it's really difficult to cook outside of front, in front of hardware stores and things doing demos because you don't have a lot of your,
stuff.
Yeah, thank you.
Stuff's a good word. Okay. Star Trek or Jason Bourne movie?
Star Trek.
Elton John or Ed Ames?
Elton John.
Favorite color?
Blue.
Boxers or briefs?
Boxers.
There you go. Zeppelin or Tom Jones?
Zeppelin, for sure.
Okay, butter or margarine?
Butter.
Okay. For somebody that's new to barbecue, what would you recommend as advice for them? Somebody brand new.
Don't be afraid of it. Try to cook whatever you cook in your kitchen. Try to get it on that grill.
No fear.
No fear. Don't be afraid.
Just burn the hell out of it if you have to, but no
fear. Low
and
slow. Low and slow is honestly the best way to go.
Yeah. Well, here's something, little news item for you. We were talking about this at the break. excuse me. This happened actually last summer. Chad Workman of Fayetteville County, Pennsylvania, and his wife, Stephanie Ann, were sleeping inside when Stephanie's ex-boyfriend knocked on the door. This is in the middle of the night. The ex, his name was Shane Landon Tyson, showed up, claiming that Stephanie still had something of his, which turned out to be a $6 Walmart card. These guys must not have been married that long for this all to happen. Either that or this other clown just never gives up.
Or they were married for too long.
That's that forward thinking again. Okay, well, anyway, Stephanie goes down and answers the door. She gets into an argument with her former boyfriend. Her current husband comes down, confronts the angry ex, thinks the guy's headed for his car, is going to blow town, right? Okay, wrong. He goes out to his car and comes back with a Japanese katana sword. Like Reynolds was saying, it's kind of like the swords that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles do, okay? Workman, having channeled his inner Errol Flynn, grabbed something that was the nearest for him for a weapon, which happened to be a grill brush. Henceforth, in the barbecue show, we're telling this story. Anyway, Workman got cut. He required 12 stitches, but he did manage to get a good shot into the chops with the guy, and so the guy left. Tyson, that was the guy's name who left. Police arrested him. Workman's went back to sleep after he got his shoulder stitched up.
Nice.
So there you go. But he bashes the guy with a barbecue brush. I like that. I really like that. So we're going to take a break here on Barbecue Nation, and we will be back. Wrap up the show with Carmen Kirk right after this.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now, with Barbecue Nation, here's JT on FM News 101.
Tom Petty running down a dream here on Barbecue Nation. Did you know the official video on that is actually an animated video?
No.
Yeah, you have to go look that up.
I will.
Yeah. Talks about Del Shannon. There you go. See?
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Cartoons.
Cartoons. We've got it.
Nice.
We're here with Carmen Kirk today, along with me and Reynolds at the barbecue pit up on the sixth floor at KXL.
It's Reynolds and I, but
Reynolds and I, yeah, probably keep the grammar right. Okay. Now you threw me off. I just, that cowboy in me go, huh? What? Anyway, Bear Mountain. Let's talk about Bear Mountain really quickly for a second. The Bear Mountain pellets, folks, and also the smokehouse products people, which they're all one and the same. They have given us their little smoker boxes to give away for prizes. So if you send us a picture and a recipe of something you have cooked, and Reynolds and I like it, you get posted on Facebook, you get a smoker box in the mail from yours truly here. No cost. Okay? It's kind of a cool thing. We've had a couple winners up there. I think Reynolds was posting some stuff yesterday from last week. Mike and some of those guys that have won stuff. Pretty good recipes, pretty good interesting things. So send it in, and don't forget, you can send it to barbecuenation@kxl.com. Okay, I've said that enough. Anything you've wanted to do that you haven't done in the barbecue world, Carmen?
I've been really lucky in the barbecue world, and I have done a lot of things that are really great. I've met a lot of great people. I feel pretty lucky about that.
You think there's room for more women in the barbecue industry? I mean, that's kind of a dumb question, actually, because of course there is, but
I think so. I think that women tend to be a little bit afraid of barbecues, and I blame the whole flame thing and the explosions and, you know, having a hard time lighting the grill, that kind of thing. I think that a lot more women need to start grilling and, you know, be confident.
Well, that's one of the reasons some of the grills that you and I are working with now, they're easy, especially the pellet grills.
Yes.
To get going, get them started. You don't have to fuss with them. You know, you don't have to watch them explode in grease fires or anything.
And the interesting thing about the black olive is that it will reach such high temperatures that you normally would get out of the charcoal grills and the gas grills. But there isn't any explosions. There isn't any large flames.
Right.
It'll get 600 degrees and you don't ever see massive flames. And so,
well, you hope that's, not.
Right. You probably got problems if that happens.
If you see massive flames out of, you know, any of those Kamado style grills, run.
Yes.
Run. Don't walk. Run. Put the lid down if you can and run like hell because you got a ceramic bomb there, basically. Carmen, it was great to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much. It was fun to be here.
Carmen and I have been friends for about 10 years. We worked a couple of shows together and we survived. And that was like the best thing. And
so awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Couple of upcoming events. Like I said, they have the KCBS, the Royal, is going on right now this weekend.
It's
the finals this weekend. And they have several hundred competitors there. We'll have Carolyn Wells on here in a couple of weeks. Now, that's a woman in barbecue.
Nice.
Carolyn runs the KCBS back there. And her and her husband were part of the founding group. And she's a lot of fun to do, and she likes barbecue a lot.
Very good.
So we'll be talking to them. Don't forget, we've got McGarian's on deck, Bushlack's coming up behind us, and you can check my stuff out on thecowboycook.com, and we can do that, and of course here at the radio station Barbecue Nation. Remember my saying, please turn it, don't burn it. That's the best thing. We will see you next week. Okay, take care, everybody.
As possible, hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days, the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine. We'll be right back.
Barbecue Nation is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with JTSD Productions LLC. All rights reserved, copyright 2016. Barbecue Nation is managed skillfully by Reynolds in production compound 4 high above the skyline of PDX, the one with no windows. We'll be back next week with another entertaining and fun edition of Barbecue Nation. At least, that's what we believe. Remember, a good long smolder is better than a 2-minute flameout. See you next week.